Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
Can Christian student groups require its leaders to uphold Christian doctrine? The answer is obviously yes. Yet the University of Iowa deregistered two Christian groups for requiring leaders to sign a statement of faith. Fortunately, a federal appeals court ruled that the First Amendment rights of the groups were violated. The judge said that he was hard-pressed to find a clear example of viewpoint discrimination. Religious groups should have religious leaders guiding them in their mission, just as fraternities can choose their own leaders who represent their values. The group's general counsel said that the school officials here punished opinions that they didn't like and promoted ones that they did, all the while using taxpayer dollars to do it. This was a victory for the First Amendment. It was also a lesson to public universities that the First Amendment applies to Christian student groups as well as all others on campus.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.